Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using the promo code WBZMass and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
B-Pod Studios.
Now. Sports talk. While you're on the clock, this is Zolak and Bertrand.
We're sports show radio hosts.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
If you're into prop bets, you've undoubtedly seen the Cam Newton prop bets that have existed this offseason in terms of where he lands.
Right.
At a number of online sports books, Cam Newton's odds still have the favorite as the New England Patriots. The New England Patriots, including DraftKings, where he is listed as the favorite. Why is that so? Do they know something we don't know?
No, I don't think that's the case. You got 32 teams. You got 32 starting quarterbacks. Where is there the most uncertainty in the league? New England. Right? I mean, he had Tom Brady for 20 years, greatest player ever. Now he's in Tampa.
Right.
His competition, meaning Jared Stidham's competition right now, is Brian Hoyer. And that is not a slight to Brian Hoyer. If you're the head coach and you're Bill Belichick and you're the greatest coach ever, and you say, we're going to have an open competition between Stidham and Hoyer. Hoyer came back with the assumption he's competing for the job. There's the two guys he's going with. In a perfect world, in the real football world, if Cam was right and Cam wasn't breaking down, he was the same guy that he was 3 years ago, it'd be an ideal landing spot. And I think Mike Lombardi went on somebody's podcast the other day and described what it would take for Cam Newton to fit into a Bill Belichick-type team and scheme and locker room and environment. And that gave it a life again.
So you think that's where it stems from?
Friend of Bill.
I wonder.
I don't think Mike's as tied in as Mike was 2-3 years ago because Mike's off doing his own thing. And, you know, Bill's got to be careful what he tells him. Now, does Bill tell him stuff to get stuff out there? Probably at times.
Is this just part of reputation? Never count the Patriots out of anything? Is that part of it?
Well, I just think it's two. What if they fall on their face? What if they come back and Stidham doesn't look great or, you know, Hoyer looks a mess?
Mm-hmm.
Then it looks like a viable landing spot for him. Because really, if you're looking, and I can't stand Andy Dalton. I didn't want Andy Dalton to come here. But from a real true football standpoint, you look at Andy Dalton's numbers over the years. He started a lot of games. He's had poor coaching. All these coaches think they could fix somebody. And I think that's why Charlie Weiss said a long time ago that Dalton is the perfect fit because he's played, he can throw the ball vertically, he's always had good talent around him, understands the game pretty well, just hasn't been coached. These coaches think they can fix guys.
I also think
I don't think you'd look at Newton and say I could fix Newton. See, I would look at Dalton and say, we could bring him in, I think he could conform to our system and we could fix him. I think Cam's
a better player than Dalton, though.
It's a dilemma, right?
I also wonder if it's that there's a lot of money coming in.
Exactly what I thought.
Have put a lot of money on Cam Newton to the Patriots because not that the books believe all of these things,
DraftKings
fans believe
if he doesn't go, right?
Fans believe all of these things, which means fans are doing the never count the Patriots out. They've always got their sort of, you know, hands in everything. They talk to a lot of guys. People know that Belichick has spoken highly of Cam Newton. They look at the Stidham situation, and they don't believe in it yet, or they don't trust that yet, and they say, I'm putting my money on this, or they're wishing for it, whatever it might be, and it's actually the money that's driving it.
It's
nothing that has to do with football or what somebody knows or any of that.
Yeah, they're driving the odds because if you look at it from just a purely common sense standpoint, or not, maybe not common sense, but a really just, you know, bare bones look at it. Who in the league still needs a quarterback right now?
New England. 32
team, right? Okay.
Like, not to come in and fill numbers, but you need a starter.
Who needs a
starter right
now? Who needs a quarterback in the league right now? Go down the list of teams. Okay. New England is probably going to be at the top or near the top of everyone's list because of they know the team, they know Tom Brady left, and they don't know Jared Stidham. All right? So that makes people automatically go there. And then what do they do when they go there? They bet it, and that drives the odds in a certain direction, and that's what makes New England the favorite. Now, maybe there's more to it. You know, maybe Vegas does know something in this case.
Vegas knows.
And they're thinking about it. I think the most likely explanation is the one that you laid out there, Beadle. And just from a, you know, looking at it just very, very quickly, who around the team right now still needs a quarterback and who's out there? Well, you answer those two questions with, you know, the really obvious answers, and you put those two together. Boom, there you go.
Pete's in Ohio on this. Hey, Pete, what do you got?
Hey, boys.
Hey, Pete.
Hey, you know, I didn't like Cam Newton initially. I think he's somewhat of a punk, but out of the three people, the three quarterbacks,
it's a strong word,
that were available, I mean, you see how he conducts his press conferences.
Well, I think he's a big ego guy. I wouldn't call him a punk.
Well, I've changed my tune on. I think that Belichick could help him and coach him up. And I think that out of the three that were available, Winston, I didn't want him. He's a head case. Dalton, I live in Cincinnati. I've seen too much of Dalton. I would not root for the Patriots if Dalton was there. Now he's at Dallas. But I think it's intriguing to have, I mean, if nothing else, for the competition piece of it for Stidham and Hoyer. Not only that, he also reminds me of that wide receiver we had that we also used as a running back. I think that Belichick could do some odd plays that would be pretty cool this coming season if they sign him. What do you think?
I don't think he wants to do that now. And
no.
You know, Cam has gone completely the other way. Like, he's tired of taking that beating. He's tired of taking the headshots. How many times has he complained that referees allow defenders to hit him differently than they hit other quarterbacks? Cam wants to be a quarterback.
I would also say, to say coaching him up sounds ridiculous. This is a guy who's won an MVP in this league, okay? He doesn't need an instruction on how to play quarterback. What I think the question is can you have him conform to something closer to what you've done historically? That's what I wonder about. Stylistically, he'd have to play a little different game than what he currently plays. So, and I also think it could help him because he's older and they could put him in a position where he's not putting the same wear and tear on his body.
Right.
Like, they could, that's why I was interested in this thought, and I still am a little bit.
See,
and I don't think it's going to happen. I don't. But if it did, I wouldn't hate it. I'll tell you that much.
No, but because of the name. But I think when you have a Patriots timing based offense and everything's predicated on spacing and timing, this is all we keep talking about, right? It's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 quick feet.
Sure.
Back foot hits, ball's gone. Cam is very lazy in his drops because he's so talented. Like, he'll shuffle back sideways or he'll backpedal.
But if he wants to extend his career, though,
right?
If he wants to extend his career and he wants to remain healthy and not get killed like he has, I mean, that guy's taken a beating in his career. And that's because just the way that they used him in Carolina, they used him with zero regard for his health. And I think he likes to play that way a little bit, too, like what you're talking about. Well, you bring him in and say, Cam, play a little differently. We're going to do this a little differently and have you conform to what we've done. And guess what? You're not going to get your ass kicked every year.
No.
You're going to feel good at the end of the season, hopefully.
Yeah.
You know? We're going to put decent guys in front of you to block. You're going to have to operate a little differently. But at the end of the year, you'll be upright, dude. And you'll be a guy who's capable of doing more, and you'll be more versatile than you were before. Really, when you think about it, you think versatility, you think, oh, the guy who can run, the guy who can throw, the guy who can do that trick wide receiver plays. No, not anymore.
Not with Cam Newton.
He's too old for that now.
Right.
You got to get away from that thought when you're talking about Cam Newton. He's in his 30s now. He's about to turn 32 years old. Less of that, more of setting him up for success. And I think I think the Patriots, Josh McDaniels, Bill Belichick, they could be a good landing spot for him if he's willing to do that. Maybe he's not. Maybe he loves the way that he plays. Right?
Yeah, and here's the thing, too.
It's just ingrained.
I think New England likes their offense. You know, Josh has done this a certain way for so many years. Now, he's tweaked it with Jimmy. He's tweaked it with Jacoby. It's Brady's offense. So you bring in a guy like Cam Newton, you're changing everything. You really are. You really got to change it to adapt it. Stidham, I think they keep it kind of the same, shorten up even more drops, go up vertical up the seam a little bit more. I think they could actually take the offense and expand it with Stidham because he's younger. He's athletic. You know, he could do some half roll stuff, some bootleg stuff. You got a fullback this year, Vitaly. So they're going to be able to do some of that stuff. Cam, I think it's a totally different animal. It's like changing everything that we do. You know, you're so ingrained in what you do and less coaching right now. Hey, we're doing these Zoom meetings. We're going to keep the train rolling the way the train rolls, but we're going to tweak it a little bit with Jared. And Brian Hoyer's been through it, you know, 10 times here.
Speaking of adapting and playing in different ways, do you think LeBron James could make a transition to the NFL?
No.
Oh, of course. Yeah, tight end. Isn't that what we were always told LeBron James could play? He could be a tight end?
LeBron James apparently received a contract offer in the NFL back 9 years ago now when he was a younger man. 9 years ago, he got an offer to play in the NFL during the NBA lockout. We'll tell you which team it was making the offer.
All right, probably I got two thoughts on this.
Probably won't surprise you, but even more than that, LeBron, do you think LeBron could make the transition to football like Michael Jordan going to baseball? This is why this story came up again. We'll hit on it next.
Zolak, and Bertrand. Middays on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Follow these guys on Twitter at Zoe and Bertrand.
There were some rumors that Michael Jordan wanted to do The Last Dance because he wanted to push back against anyone who thought LeBron James was the best basketball player in modern times. Wanted to, you know, reassert his dominance and his greatness, and that's why the documentary came to be.
Do you really think you got me?
Yeah.
Okay, that sounded funny. Do you really think that bugged Black Jesus? Meaning Michael Jordan. I know he's referred to himself as Black Jesus, but do you think that really bugged Michael Jordan? Like, I think he definitely could have.
The guy crushed anybody that he thought was somehow in his way of doing anything. So for those 27% in that ESPN poll that have LeBron as the better player, Jordan's out to crush them too.
See, LeBron's a force. Like, there's no doubt about it. Like, from a physical standpoint, physical nature, I don't know if we'll ever see anything like that again. But I've just learned, and I never really appreciated Kobe when he was here because he was a Laker and just wasn't a huge Kobe fan. But since his passing, I've read so much on him and then just listened to that Mamba mentality a little bit more and hear guys like Brady talk about him. Like, Kobe, and I said this yesterday, and I stand by it, Kobe seems more Jordan-like to me than LeBron does. I don't know. There's something weird about like the modern-day LeBron when you move to so many teams and you win, but you don't always win. Those guys won. You know, they would cut your throat. I don't get the cut-your-throat mentality from LeBron. Like, he would step on you. Jordan would step on you. You know, Brady would do it. Tiger would do it. Seems like Kobe would do it. I don't know. I would put them 1A, and then LeBron, you know, 2. But does that take away from guys like Magic and Bird? You know?
Well, I think this is, again, part of the reason why Michael Jordan wanted to do this and wanted to sort of bring those tapes back from 98 was just sort of reassert his greatness. And so that is what he has done over the last 5 weeks. LeBron, I think, now is starting to talk about himself and put himself out there a little bit here in recent
days. You know
what
it is? You know what it is with Jordan, too? And we talked about the generational gaps and, like, kids really don't know Jordan. You watch this now, and then you come away thinking, Jordan's way better than LeBron. You know, even the old basketball writers, heard Jackie McMullen, I think she was on Get Up the other day, or one of them, and then Bob Ryan, like, there's no discussion here. You know, Jordan was the best, but go ahead. So LeBron's talking.
On uninterrupted.com, which is, again, something that's been put together by not only LeBron James, but Maverick Carter. You're going to hear both of their voices in this, talking about it. We'll work our way through it. Start it up.
Recently, Coach Doc Rivers said that he believes you could have been potentially the best football player to ever play the game. Was football ever even a thought for you during that year?
You know what? To be honest, PR, it actually was. I had no idea how long the lockout was going to be. And myself and my trainer, Mike Mancias, we really started to actually train to be a football player when it came to like October and November. We started to run. We started to clock our times with the 40s. We started to add a little bit more in our bench presses and things of that nature. We started to add more sledding to our agenda with our workouts. And, you know, Mike kept talking about, you know, it'd be great to go down to Irvine, Texas. You know, it'd be great to go to Irvine, Texas. You know, Mike is, you know, he's from Texas.
Die hard.
Cowboy fans. You know, he's like, it'd be great to go down there to Dallas, you know, and suit it up for the Cowboys. How great that'll be. And, you know, the thoughts came into my mind, but, you know, never having the ability to finish my high school career of playing like my senior year, I have dreams all the time about playing football. And it's like, it's crazy because I actually never run on the field in my dreams. It always gets to the point where I'm either in the locker room or getting dressed or talking about it or seeing the fans. And as soon as I run about to run on the field, something else happens in my dream. It's like something that, yeah, it always happens like that. But yeah, you're absolutely right.
Did you get the call from Bron saying, hey, I might want to do this?
I did not, but I know he got a contract from Jerry Jones that he framed and put in his office.
Well, okay. Do you believe it? Number one, do you buy that? He was working out in training to be an NFL player.
No, I think he wanted to make himself stronger. And
yep.
Hey, don't forget this, too. He grew up in the state of Ohio, right?
Yeah.
So that's a big football state, too. And when you got a kid 6'5 like that, but, I mean, he was so freaking dominant as a high school player. Playing basketball, it wasn't even going to be discussed. Do I think he could have played tight end in the NFL? I think he would have been a good tight end in the NFL. I think he could play the tight end position. Like you look
based
at a guy
on
like,
what? What are you basing that on?
Size and strength and athletic ability, and if he worked at it. Like, we sit here and say, could Michael Jordan got called up to the big leagues if he had 1,500 at-bats?
This is so annoying.
Beetle, I'm just trying to...
He's a tremendous athlete. He's incredible.
I'm not trying to say he'd be the greatest tight end. I said he could function and be a good tight end. There are tight ends in his team that
suck. There are guys that are big, fast, strong, that try to play wide receiver but can't. And then you know what they become? Corners, because they can't catch.
Right.
Like, what is that?
Well, just hear me
out.
Now
we know that he'd be a great tight end.
I'm not saying
what?
When did I say a great tight end? I think he could have worked his way if he concentrated because of his size and athletic ability and become a decent tight end. He's not going to be Tony Gonzalez is a great tight end, and he can play basketball. He was a damn good basketball player. Tony Gonzalez is probably the better two-way guy than LeBron would have been. Jimmy Graham, same thing. But I don't think he could have played at extremely high level, but he still could have played.
I still think there's a huge difference between training to be an NFL player and being an NFL player. Tiger Woods trained to be a Navy SEAL. He wasn't going to be a Navy SEAL. So
did that make him a better golfer? See, somebody put it in LeBron's head.
And Tiger admits now that his training regiment ruined him, his knees and ruined his back.
You mentioned Tony Gonzalez. Like, at least Tony Gonzalez played both in college.
Yeah, get Cal.
Right?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
If Bo Jackson had left Auburn and said, I'm going to focus on football.
Baseball.
Or baseball, whichever one you choose, he would have been able to say, yeah, if I wanted to play football, I could. And you'd be like, well, yeah, you've got some pretty serious grounds to say that on, considering how good you were at playing football at a high level. Like, there's something to be said for that.
I didn't call him Gronkowski. I didn't call him Tony Gonzalez. I'm just saying, there's usually three tight ends on the team. Okay? So 96 tight ends. Could LeBron James, with his size and his athletic ability, if he worked at it, could he have stuck as one of those 96 tight ends? I think he could have. That's all I'm saying. I'm not saying he's George Kittle or Rob Gronkowski. or even Travis Kelce. Hardy, LeBron, you don't think, like, if he really worked at
there's
it,
there's another major roadblock to why this doesn't work. LeBron does not strike me as a football player.
Nor do I.
Like, just look at the way he cries to the refs in the NBA. Like, what?
Well, he would get hung out one good hit and he would be done.
Like,
yeah.
You know, it's just like, nah, I don't see it.
Did you see the tight ends here last year? Did you see the tight ends here last year? Could he have been your third tight end here last year if he worked at it and became a football player?
No, I'm going with no.
I think you're crazy.
Maybe, but I'm not willing to say that he will, that he would be able to do it.
I mean, just because he's got the size and the speed and the strength, can he get hit? Can he get up off the ground?
Can he run a route? Yeah. Does he have good hands? Like, I have no idea about any of those things.
I bet he has great hands.
The hands thing, I would give my and Beadle, it's a fair question, but based on what he does, you know, with his chosen sport, I would say that the hands are probably pretty decent. To me, it's all about the hitting. As physical as basketball is and as strong and as big as he is, it's a whole lot different when you don't see it coming. And you take your—I mean, Zoe, do you remember when you took your first real hit as a grown person?
Yes, in West Virginia.
Yeah, and
I couldn't hear out of my left ear, and I had no.
Did
clue
it change
where I was.
You fundamentally as a person? I bet it did. The first time you really get hit as a football player,
you know where it changes you when you get hit. And you really can't feel that side of your face. You can't hear out of that left ear. And I'll never forget it. It was a blitz from the backside late in the game. Frank Wycheck ended up catching the ball on top of his shoulder pads on a seam route. He ran one of those out and ups, wheel route. We'll call it the wheel route. And I get hit so hard. And I remember taking my helmet off in the huddle, and I'm feeling the left side of my face because I thought I had no teeth on that side. And the teeth were intact, so I was happy.
That's what I question with LeBron.
That was the hardest
James.
I've ever been hit.
And especially in those positions. We're not talking about him being a quarterback where, believe me, I don't want to take any hits as a quarterback in today's NFL, but if you're going to get hit.
How about this?
If you're going to be a player getting hit, you might as well be a quarterback today. A tight end?
How about this? Running down a seam and put Brandon Merriweather back here.
You know who always gets pointed out, like, historically in this regard? Is Bullet Bob Hayes, right? Like, speaking of the Cowboys were apparently the team that talked to LeBron James. And it's always brought up when you see the NFL film specials about how he was a track star. He was an Olympic sprinter, and then he became an NFL star. No, right. He actually went to college on a football scholarship. He was a football player that was also so athletically gifted that he then also was running track so well that he went to the Olympics with it.
Tony Simmons. I played the guy that ran track.
There you go.
There's
one.
He was a better track guy than a
football player. How did he look
as
an athlete? That guy was pretty damn athletic, right?
Oh, God, yeah.
Of course.
Then you put the pads on and a helmet, and it changes things.
Exactly. You know who else the Dallas Cowboys brought into the fold? Carl Lewis.
Yep.
That didn't work because it turned out he was just a tremendous, fast, athletic guy, but didn't have the skills to pull off football. Didn't have it.
Who was the other one, too? Remember Willie Gault from Tennessee? Raiders had him, right?
Yeah, that was later.
That guy could fly. He was like a legit 4-2-5 guy.
He was he lasted 11 years in the league, and let's see, what was his last year in the league? I'll tell you what it was.
There was a current guy, but I think his last name was Jet.
Oh no, he came
James
in 83, so it was right around the same time as the Carl Lewis thing, early to mid 80s.
I think there was a kid, James Jet, out of West Virginia. I forget who the hell he played for. It may have been Cincinnati.
Jet played for the Raiders too. Didn't
see, they love those fast guys. Darius Hayward Bay, Maryland. He caught like 8 balls at Maryland. They drafted him in the first round because he could run.
Mm. Well, I just
hey,
I
how
just
about Tua's little
about
speaking
this.
Of Maryland? How about Tua's little brother?
I saw that transferred to Maryland.
Yeah, they're all excited down there.
Are they?
Yeah.
How do you pronounce his first name?
Tuaiela.
Get Joe Murray on the line. His wife is Samoan. He fixes this for us all the time. At least that's what he tells us. 617-779-0985. Phone lines are open. We'll get to your calls next.
Got an itch for sports talk while you work?
So just dropped his phone down his shirt.
You want to know why? He was using it to scratch his back.
Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Another great song by The Who, Hardy, as we celebrate
this 75th
is the birthday.
Who. Yeah, this is from
Weezer.
No, it's like from the Quadrophenia era.
It's Weezer.
Yeah. A lot of synth work in here.
Mm-hmm. You know, they were changing with the times.
Sure.
Sounds a little like Aha.
Aha.
617-779-0985, the phone number for you. Let's get to your calls on LeBron. Miles and Pepperell, what do you think about LeBron James as a tight end?
Hey, guys, love the show. I just want to start this by saying I am personally not a fan of LeBron James. I think he's one of the bigger crybabies I've ever seen in pro sports. That being said, if you just look at the facts, there's no reason to think he would not be one of the top 10 greatest tight ends ever.
Whoa.
And this is why. Just hear me out. Uh-huh. LeBron James, if you compare him to the greatest tight end ever, Rob Gronkowski, standing at 6 foot.
Oh, we're not going
to
do that.
He's 3 inches taller than him. Rob Gronkowski had a 33-inch vertical. LeBron James has a 40-inch vertical. Also, Gronkowski ran a 4.68. LeBron runs a 4.6.
So LeBron's 6'10"?
I'm not a fan. Go ahead.
LeBron is 6'10"? I thought he was like
6'7". 6'9". 6'9". He's 6'9".
Oh, he's 6'9", huh? Jesus.
He's massive. But I'm just saying, the other thing is we keep talking about him getting injured. But the thing is this, when you're 6'9", and you got the safeties and cornerbacks standing at 6'1", 210 pounds, trying to tackle a 6'9", 250-pound guy, the guy's never going to get hit in the head. I mean, sure, you could blow out a knee like Gronkowski's dealt with or back, but you're never going to have a severe head injury other than when, right. You know, obviously. Oh,
and Lord knows, yeah, the knee and back injuries, nothing. Shoosh. You come back from those, you hop right up off the turf. No problem. It's the head.
Well, here's
head
you've
got to be worried about, but knees, backs, fine.
The problem, he took it straight to the comparison with Gronkowski, the greatest tight end to ever play. My comparison would have been, hey, are you a Pats fan? Would you have enjoyed to see him potentially attempt to play tight end here last year?
That's like, why? Here's the part I don't really understand. Why is it that LeBron gets this benefit of the doubt that other top athletes would never get? To go the other way. You know, name your best wide receiver in the sport. Who do you want to pick, Zoe? Is it Michael Thomas? Is it Julio Jones?
I mean,
who's the best one?
How about Charlie Ward? Charlie Ward played quarterback.
Charlie Ward wasn't a top anything. Give me a break. But he played a top player in the league. Larry Fitzgerald. Everyone loves Larry Fitzgerald.
Megatron. You think Megatron could have played hoops?
Right? I guess he could have played in the NBA. Right? Absolutely. If he wanted to make the switch,
could he have
terrific
been the ninth
hands,
man?
Unbelievable athleticism, super fast, talented, coordinated. He would have easily fit in the NBA.
It's the only sport.
No?
It's the only sport where, you know, we are willing to consider guys could cross over and go play there. It's like when Jordan did it, you know, the greatest athlete in history, didn't play baseball. For the most part, people said, what a bunch of nonsense. Right.
I would never consider Jordan playing football though, because he was skinny. See, LeBron looks like a freaking tight end.
But to think that somebody could change disciplines that far into their career and just go do it, as a football player, you should be insulted.
Yeah, because football doesn't get the same credit that other skilled sports do.
It doesn't.
Yeah,
I think it's
wrong.
Yeah, we're just.
You know, what else could could LeBron play baseball too? If Michael was going to play baseball,
why not? Why?
What do you mean? You're telling me he'd be top 10 tight end, or you're not, but the caller did. So you're saying he'd be the best tight end on the Patriots roster.
Look at Aaron Judge. Aaron
Judge
has
his
size. Aaron Judge is like comparable in size. Maybe he could. Look at Tim Tebow. He's too stiff. No, we're not doing this. We're not. Never mind. I take back everything I said.
It is. It's true, Hardy. It's disrespectful to the sport of football. That this happens.
And it doesn't happen crossing over to hardly any other sport. It really doesn't.
Hockey.
Put him on. I guess LeBron can play hockey, too.
Well, hockey,
I guess he can be a hockey player.
Right. There are a bunch of hockey players who, you know, or think that they're good golfers and want to go play golf afterward. And they're like, you're not going to go do that. You're not even getting on the Champions Tour. Stop it with that. It's not happening.
Joe in New Hampshire. Hi, Joe.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Hey,
I'm not gonna go as crazy as that other guy. I'm more in the line with Zoe. I think that Zoe is being 10 times more reasonable with LeBron than you guys are, because I think that if you look back and you look at all the athletes who actually did cross over, like you look at like Jim Brown, Deion Sanders, Bo Jackson, those guys were the top athletes of their generation. Doesn't matter sports. LeBron James is the best pure athlete of this generation. And to say that he couldn't go play football, even right now, it's kind of a little bit insulting. And I honestly think that if he stayed the course with football as he did with basketball, I think there could be a case that he could be a legitimate starting tight end in the NFL. There's no reason. I honestly don't think there is any reason he couldn't be.
I'm not even giving him that benefit of the doubt. I'm just saying there's 96 tight ends in the league. Could he be 92 or 93 if he applied himself and wanted to
How long do you want to apply himself? There are guys who play college ball for 3-4 years as tight ends, and they come out thinking they can be tight ends. And a lot of times, guess what? They can't be tight ends. They can't be tight, even though that's all they've done. That's all they've done in college. I'm tight end. I'm tight end for a big school. I'm playing tight end for a Big Ten school, and I've done it for years. And you get out, you don't even get drafted, or B, you do get drafted, and it turns out actually you can't play the position. But LeBron, who hasn't, for all we know, picked up a football in years, decided, I'm going to start working out with a sled. I'm going to start benching more so I can go be a tight end. And you think he would have been able to do it given what, another couple of months?
Who's the big D tackle to play it? Oh, Julius Peppers. Julius Peppers did it. He played ball Carolina. And not like some slappy school. Like, there are guys that can do it.
I don't know.
Now he's killing quarterbacks. I mean, what do you know?
I think it does a disservice, as Beatles said, to the skill of the position. Not just about the size. It's not about the physical tools. Can you get out there and do it? And then what I bring into it, can you put on the helmet? And then can you go get hit and get up and then go do it again like you didn't get hit?
Right. So I'd also like to find out, like, which other, like, really athletic guys or guys that have a little bit of a build to them in the NBA you're also going to put in the NFL. Because now you've opened it up. If LeBron can do it because he's sort of the bigger guy, as Zoe said, what about James Harden? What's James Harden going to be on your NFL team?
Yeah. What would he be?
I don't know. Could Marcus Smart be a slot receiver?
I mean, he's very athletic, isn't he? He's got some.
You know what? He'll dive for the ball. He'll dive for the ball over the middle.
Right.
I'll tell you what. You throw him a ball. Hey,
where's Kawhi Leonard? Is he out wide? Where's he?
Hardy, you throw Marcus Small ball down the seam, and if he gets bumped, guess what? He's getting laid out, man. I want that guy all over the turf. Throw the flag.
Out of your mind. What happened to you?
It's a joke.
What
okay?
happened to you?
We're talking LeBron. We're talking about one of the greatest athletes ever.
It's just he's the greatest. He's the most athletic. Therefore, he could make the cross. Like, well, what are we defining athletic by? Like, what is that based on? If it's based on skill, the skill of LeBron, or are you just looking at, like, his measurables?
His measurables, his size, the framework. I know guys that get breaks to get in the damn camp just because they're 6'6", they're 240, and they run a 4.3, but boy, they got lunk hands. I bet if he applied himself, he could make himself a tight end in the league. I'm not saying top 10. I'm not saying all-star.
Like, do you remember Adrian Peterson when he came into the league, what he looked like?
No.
Oh, my God. I mean, that guy was a freak, and I mean that in the most positive way possible.
You mean out of Oklahoma?
How fast he was, like, built, could crush people. I mean, he didn't have to because he would shake you right out of your shoes.
Okay, but I understand your question, but yeah, coming out of Oklahoma, he's a stud.
Like, who would you rather take, him or LeBron, right? Like, when you're talking about who's the best athlete,
that's
for that
a different
type
conversation.
Of sport.
You're talking about a guy that's already played football. You're going to take
a guy. Well, I'm just saying there are
like
a million guys
trophy.
That are super athletic that do play football, and some of them are a lot better than others. You know?
Bro, he's got a lot of LeBron hate on his show. Man, it's crazy. I was trying to have a discussion.
It's not hate. It's a respect for the skill and the position, not to mention all the blocking that you have to do. I mean, but. Think about it. Oh, he's got good hands.
He
can
do what Rod Rutledge did with Wiggy back in 2001. Come on.
Is that all that it takes? Just good hands? Or do you
No, you know what? You just proved the point, though. Look, would you describe Wiggy as, you know, a LeBron type of athlete?
No, completely different.
No, but tremendous skill.
Great hands, great route running. He can
right.
shake. Yeah.
Exactly.
Savvy.
Which is more valuable than being sometimes, not all the time, but sometimes it's more valuable than what LeBron James could give you because he's athletic.
You know what? This is the best topic we did today.
I think it is.
It was a good one.
It's a good one.
Finish strong.
This is sports.
Finish strong.
Yeah.
Not bad. Cam is in Framingham. What's up, Cam?
Hey, what's going on, guys? Love the show. Love the show. One thing I have to say, you guys remember the player Jeff Dempsey played for the Patriots?
Oh, yeah. He was going to be great on kick returns, wasn't he?
He ran a 4.2 speed. Couldn't do anything. He was too small. Way too small. If LeBron made the NFL, he wouldn't be better than Wiggy. No way. No way.
I love how we've turned this to who would be a better tight end.
Wiggy
or LeBron James.
Hold on. Would you rather have one LeBron James or 5,000 Wiggies? That's not the discussion. Who would be better? I would just say, would he be able to be in the league as a functioning tight end? And now it's turned into, we're comparing him to Gronk.
Jesse in the van. Hey, Jesse.
Guys, you're totally forgetting about mentality. You need the football mentality. LeBron doesn't, he can't go over the middle. You see him go down the lane and he gets nicked. He feels like, oh, like a limb just got taken off of him. Imagine he going across the middle and him getting laid out.
That's he can't handle getting called game. For a foul. He can't handle getting called for a foul. Never mind getting crushed over the middle of the field by a linebacker.
Kelsey plays. Kelsey won't go over the middle.
Yeah, and you've got a few choice words for him over the years.
Who's he blocked? Right. Get Ninkovich on the phone.
Pete in Westminster. Pete.
Hey, what's up, guys? How you doing?
What's up?
You guys, I think you're thinking about it in the wrong aspect. If LeBron had never picked up a basketball and had been a football player since day one of his athletic career or since he was a kid, he'd be a different person. He'd have a different mindset, and he'd still be an incredible athlete. Wrong.
You know, this is good, Pete, because that is also a Wiggy point. Wiggy used to tell us that if he wanted to make his kid an Olympic swimmer, he could, just by throwing him in the pool every day.
His kid can't swim, can he?
Do you remember that one, Hardy?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Easy. Simple.
Yeah. That's all it would take. We're just making him swim every day.
That's from the
time he was like 3 or 4 years old.
Your program, you think you beat everybody. He thought he could outdrive Hardy.
Well, he learned that one. He learned that was not the case the hard way. That's right. Two swings. That's all I needed.
Oh, man.
Yeah. I can't believe we have calls on this.
Well, you know what? We'll pick it up tomorrow. I think we got some more thoughts on this that are not directly related to LeBron.
I want to do more tomorrow because I'm going to think about more tight ends that are going to be comparable to help my argument. Right?
I know you are.
Lovett Purnell. Would you rather have him or Lovett Purnell?
About the crossover guys. You know, we've mentioned a lot of guys who have played multiple pro sports.
Right.
We'll talk about that. We got more on this.
All right.
This is fun. We'll get to today's takeaways, though. That's coming up next.
Scott Zolak, Mark Bertrand, 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.